everybody. Alan Scher, Flock and Gather. It's our 18-minute podcast for the Spa Industry Association. You know we have about 70,000 members across the globe, except this morning I've got a West Coast guest. So given that I'm in Arizona and he's in California, we're not doing it that early. We've all had breakfast and coffee already. But please say hi to Ashish Pandya. He's here from Shankara Naturals. They're an amazing skincare line. Good morning, Ashish.
Good morning, Alan. So happy to be here.
Well, I am too. And don't hold it against me that I moved out of California. Southern California, you know, it is still one of my, every time people say, well, California taxes, fires, but yeah, all that stuff too, but it's still the Sunshine State, isn't it?
It is still the Sunshine State. And yeah, I mean, we have thought so many times, Washington, Florida, you know, Gina Preziosa, our vice president at Shankara, she has invited us so many times, move to Florida. But there's something special about California, well, as we all know.
There is. Ashish, you don't know this, but two things I'm going to fill your mind with today. The first one is, long before we moved to California as a winter home from Minneapolis, because you saw already it's like 30s and they have like 12 inches of snow. And my wife, she does not do cold anymore. So we're not going to be back there other than for the kids and the grandkids. But we had a home in Florida for 14 years. And I have to tell you, I loved the humidity and the sweating. And it just felt great. And then when we decided we were actually going to do winter home in California, and I went, oh, I guess I actually like the dry desert better. I became a huge California fan.
Yeah.
And previous to that, my parents had retired to the San Diego area. And my dad for years used to say, oh, Alan, you guys would love living. Now we're not going to move to California.
Right.
Well,
right.
Then we found ourselves moving to California. So the world turns. What are we going to do? Right.
Yes.
We talked about the lovely and talented Gina. And for our listeners, she's actually muted, but she's here smiling anyways from South Florida. But Gina and I have known each other a while. But one of the things we're going to talk about Shankara as a line, but I want to talk about the blending of East and West and Ayurvedic, Ashish, because I think for a lot of people, it's confusing. The irony is, it's not that confusing. It is what I would call a perfect storm. It's a perfect blend of ancient medicine and modern medicine, if you will, let me get away with that. So give our listeners a rough overview of the East and West and how it relates with Ayurvedic, please.
Very interesting, Alan, and thank you for asking that. Actually, see, when we started out, we did a whole lot of research. So we had a team of cosmetic chemists and nutritionists from United States, and then we had a team of Ayurveda expert from India. Right. And they both came together for about three and a half years. And what we found that though most of the Eastern lines were holistic, natural, and that would take a long time to give you any result. And most of the Western line, and this I'm talking about like maybe 20 years ago when we were, you know, in the formulation stages of Shankara. And most of the Western line were clinical result oriented, but had tons of preservatives and chemicals and things like that, which we now know are harmful for us and cause so much damage to our skin, not only to our skin, but our health. And so what Shankara did over those three and a half years was to really synergistically blend the best of the East and the West together, right? So something from Ayurveda, some herb that is hydrating and moisturizing, we then got an active from the West that would actually enhance and retain that moisture to give you a double potency in a single bottle, bringing the best of the East and the West. And that was the idea. And then we went a step further to bring those techniques and ancient knowledge of how the skin utilizes those herbs and actives and things like that. So it's a beautiful, it's a science and ritual put together.
Why is it when you, and I think part of it is education as it relates to our industry, but over the course of years, there's been a lot of good Ayurvedic lines, but you talk to spa people about it and sometimes their eyes glaze over because they think it's like years of education they need, but that's not true, right?
No. Ayurveda is actually very simple. It is very simple and it is applicable to all of us, to the whole of humanity, right? Because it is on the based on the principles of the five elements that our world is made up of, you know, the earth, water, fire, air, and space. And our body is made up of the same five elements, like our skin, bones, earth element. More than 70% of the body is water element, right? We have heat, our food digestion, and everything happens. We breathe, so there's air element, and there is hollow, empty space. The five elements that has made the world or the universe around us has also made us. And Ayurveda only puts things in perspective to a point where you just align these elements. And it's very simple to do that with through our skin, because skin is the largest organ. So,
okay, so you guys use the term, at Shankara, you use the terminology about it being an authentic experience. Can you explain what that means? How do we get ancient and modern together to give us something authentic?
So just to give you an example, right? There are so many different techniques like Abhyanga or Shirodhara. Some of the listeners might have heard about this, but Shirodhara is like a continuous flow of warm herb-infused oil on the forehead. Now, typically in the West, it is just done on the third eye. And in the East, it's done with a particular pattern. But then it is very fast. And it is like, you know, you're laying on the wooden table. And so what Shankara has adopted has really brought in that ancient pattern, the uniqueness about, you know, moving around the forehead so that you hit all the nerve nodes to really open up your, you know, central nervous system and unwinding, and all this thing happens naturally. But then we have adapted that ancient technique in a modern setting where you don't need that wooden table. We have a Shirodhara pillow that can actually give comfort to your neck and head. You relax. There are some energy points that we actually work upon before we do those things, and of course we use a lot less oil than if you were to go to India, they use a ton of oil. You're just lubed and slithered between on the table. So we have done a really nice job at really adapting the ancient rituals in the modern setting.
A couple things you mentioned: the third eye Shirodhara oil. Do you know that? It's funny, I'm sitting here because Kathy reminded me 16 years ago when my kids were smaller still, we took a winter vacation to here. We stayed at the Four Seasons. I was a guest of the family and we stayed at the Four Seasons over winter break. And it was cold and rainy here and Kathy went, I'm never going back to Arizona again. Now we find ourselves living here. But that's actually, and Leah would kill me, the spa director there, if she heard me say that. But that's actually where I had my first Shirodhara experience. And I'm an extremities guy. So if people work hard on my scalp and my hands and my feet, they can own me. I don't care what they do. So I had a Shirodhara treatment, and they do it with reflexology at the same time, right?
Yes.
So think about it. For a guy like me, having my head and my feet, I don't know where I went, but it was not on this earth. I can tell you.
Right. It is such an amazing.
My first Ayurvedic real experience was like, I'm sold. Sell me more. Teach me more about what I need to do. So I love it. I also love that you talked about having the right pillow and working the energy points, because this just as encompasses how you bring the whole body together. Correct. So you're getting a full benefit treatment. Will you address that?
Yes. Yes. And you know, like, see, our in Ayurveda or for any given Shankara treatment, we address the mind and the body. So all of our Shankara products, as you know, Alan, are aromatherapeutic. So from the moment they actually have the first aromatherapy breath work to the end of the ritual, everything is catered to address all the five senses, right? And our mind is the master of the body, right? So if the body is on the table, but the mind is going in the past that, oh, why did she do this? Or I didn't get this right. Or you're in the guilt trip or in anger, or you're stuck in the future that, oh my God, what will happen? Then you're not actually benefiting from what is being offered to you on the table, right? And so Shankara, Ayurveda, addresses mind first through aromatherapeutic ritualistic breathing and bringing the body in harmony with that, right? So when you address the mind and body together, you have a fantastic experience. And this is possible in a day spa.
I just had this conversation with someone the other day. We're all old enough to remember when the smoking cessation patch came out, and I can't remember the exact percentages, so I'm making this up a little bit, but I remember reading where when they put the patch on and people said, yeah, I'll try it, but I know it won't work. Well, they failed like 86% of the time, but people who said, I'm going to try the patch. I know it's going to work. I'm going to quit smoking. They had like a 99, 98% success rate. So you cannot deny the metaphysical or the mind body connection, whether it's getting a Shankara treatment or it's anything else you're doing in your life. You've got to get positive about it, right?
Absolutely, Ellen. And in some studies that I've seen have shown that more than 95% of diseases that mankind have are psychosomatic. They're rooted in some unresolved state of mind or emotion that we have been suppressing through our life. More than 95% of all the diseases, you know, they're situated there. And so this, like, I mean, Shirodhara is one example. Marma technique, like the energy points, is another example where, chromotherapy has shown that the disease is first reflected in our biomagnetic energy field 6 to 8 months before it hits our body. And when you address those points, which are the junction between your biomagnetic energy field and your physical body, right, you actually create a positive shield around you, and it blocks those diseases to actually show symptoms on your physical body. I mean, these are really powerful techniques that were actually, you know, till so long ago were only reserved for royal families and select communities and select people in India, you know, that knew these things.
I like that you mentioned chromotherapy. It's light therapy is what it is. Right. And it makes me think, regardless of whether you go see your Ayurvedic practitioner or you go to your chiropractor or you go to your medical doctor, and there's room for everybody in the spectrum of health today, they should be doing a chromotherapy treatment on you so somebody can read where your body's at. Otherwise, you know, you go to the doctor and they sit down and they go, so what are you in for? It's like, I'm not in jail, you know, and you're supposed to help me tell me how I feel. So I, years and years ago, I can't remember his name, Jamie Champion. He was connected to someone in Minnesota, but he does chromotherapy and other things. He did a light reading for us, for my family in Minneapolis. And he told me, we sat and chatted for a minute. He says, Alan, I don't even really have to go through the process with you. He goes, I can tell you, you're a crystal. You're the guy who gets in the elevator and by the 15th floor, people are telling you things they don't tell other people. And it's always been that way in my world. My light, my aura is big and it encompasses a lot of people. The downside to that is he also read our middle daughter and told her she was some form of a hippie child. And I can't remember the color. We've been paying for that for like 38 years now, but story for another day. What does Shankara mean in English? Is there a direct
Yes, very beautiful. Actually, you know, like whenever we want to quieted room full of kids that are making sound, what is the sound we usually make is shh, right? That shh has the meaning. The meaning is present in the vibrations of the sound. And when we expand that sound of shh, which means silence, to shun, it actually resonates with the vibrations of peace in our consciousness.
Oh.
And Kara is one who invokes that, one who brings that out. So Shankara, whether you know the meaning of Shankara or not, every time you say Shankara, you somewhere in your consciousness are invoking the vibrations of peace. You know, so
I love that. I'm going to go with peace person because we need a hell of a lot more peace on our globe these days, don't we? So maybe I should change my mantra to Shankara. It wouldn't hurt me at all, would it?
No. And in so many of our Shankara training, you know, like whenever after they know the meaning and stuff. So instead of people, you know, whenever they talk and if somebody is talking loudly and they would say, Shankara.
Wait, so I can say that to my grandkids, right? When they get out of line, they're going to, I know they're going to give me that sideways glance like Poppy's gone off the rails, right? Actually not. They're really smart boys. And my daughter, my granddaughter, I'm going to have to teach them what it is so they can understand peace. What does Ayurveda mean? It's so, Ayur and Veda, right?
Ayu and Veda. Ayu means life or long life. And Veda means the wisdom or the science. What is the wisdom to live a long, healthy life?
Yeah.
And according to Ayurveda, all of us, even in this day and age, should be able to live up to 120 years with a healthy body and happy mind without any knee replacement or hip replacement.
I love that you say that. I'm 62 years old. I keep telling my wife, look, we're halfway through our life. We have a long way to go. And that's my mental programming. I feel as good now as I did at 40. So I don't see why I should not live to 120.
Absolutely. If you and more importantly, what you pointed out, Alan, right? The state of your mind, right? If you keep that, that's why Ayurveda Shankara always addresses healthy body and happy mind. That should be the goal.
I love it. Can you, this is always critical to me. I always say this, people get tired of me hearing it, but in the 33 years I've been in our industry, Ashish, when I started, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. I don't think anything's changed 33 years later. You don't just get to say, hey, we're the best Ayurvedic modern blend of East and West skincare line by us. You have to have a good story. You've got to build a relationship. So people say, wait, tell me more about what you're doing. I mean, I'm fascinated by Shankara and what you guys are are doing. Tell me about your... Because I remember I started by saying every time the word Ayurveda comes over, spa directors seem like they gloss over, right? Like they go somewhere else. And so what, give me just a rough, how does your training work? How do you get people imbued with understanding what this is? I got to imagine you guys have a wonderful education program.
Yes. And I love, that is my forte. I love educating about it. And I'll also mention for everyone that Shankara, although it is founded on the principles of Ayurveda, but we have amazing ocean-inspired rituals, desert bloom rituals, you know, and things like that. So, and wine country rituals that we have incorporated with the same product. So we have a diverse menu offering. And in Ayurveda, again, like, you know, we started off, as long as people understand that it is the basic element, right? When you have your elements that you're made up of and the elements all around you, and you're just harmonizing those elements. I'll give you a brief, a short example. For example, the vata, there is a term in Ayurveda called vata, which is air and space inspired, right? And a vata person is mostly because air constantly is in motion. They are always moving. And when they're moving, when air moves, it dries. So that's why we use, like, you know, after shampoo, we do a blow dry. That's air moving. We have a washer and a dryer. A dryer is air moving. So a vata person typically would be restless, would be constantly in motion. And when they are in motion, you know, they are also, they typically would have dryness on the skin. They would have, you know, anxiety, nervousness, too many thoughts, things like that, right? And so we want to make sure that those people are grounded, right? And so once they understand and start relating to this, it's very easy for them to understand what Ayurveda is. And people actually take home a lot of it after our training.
Ashish, we could go on for hours talking about this. So we will have to do this over a cocktail at another time when we're together. People, we've been today and happy to have Ashish Pandya. He's with Shankara Naturals. They make an amazing skincare. It's an authentic experience. It's a great blending of East and West. Ashish, we have gone from California to Minnesota to India to my parents to talking about peace. And by the way, I'm a Vata Pitta, but you probably knew that already, right?
Absolutely. And it's very beautifully. You're very balanced.
Thank you. Well, and I, not all the time, but I've learned to do breathing techniques. I've done a lot of things to get myself to slow down and get out of the Vata world that sometimes is very difficult. I always say I'm self-diagnosed ADD, so I have to fight that on a regular basis. So It's been a pleasure today. Really enjoyed it. I'm glad. Thank you, Gina, for setting this up for us, and can't wait to do it again. Thank you, Ashish.
And absolutely, at another time, maybe, Alan, we can do some meditation if you want, and actually learn a breathing technique, because that is something that we also offer.
You have a deal. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Thank you, people. That's been another episode of Flock and Gather. And please remember, be kind to one another.